Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Less than 30 minutes away from Rangers pregame as they take on the Angels at home. Roof is closed tonight, but gosh, it did not look gorgeous with the roof open and a Rangers dub last night. Hour number 5, the power hour of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk alongside Eric Chiafalo. We got Brian Broaddus in the house, Lucius Alexander back in master control, and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. One more time, we got Draft 101, and our path to the draft is brought to you by Pluckers. Join us at all Pluckers locations Thursday, April 24th for our annual draft party. Doors will open at 6:45 tomorrow, 4131 North Central Expressway. Come on out. You don't have to sign up. It is free, and you'll be able to hang out with myself, Bobby Belt, Brian Broaddus, the rest of our crew from the draft show. Whataburger will feed you, and we'll talk all things NFL draft. We're live here at Shell Shack off North Henderson in Dallas. Make sure you come on by. We're still here for another 30. Maybe you can even convince us to party with you afterwards. We got some great sports on tonight, but Shell Shack tomorrow, National Crawfish Day, $6 a pound, Brian Broaddus.
Yes, sir. Hey, Lucius, are you with me right now?
Are you with me?
Oh, are you with me? Yeah. All right, Lucius, real quick question.
What up?
Erica Baidu has had 3 different partners with 3 different kids. She's got 3 kids with 3 different partners.
Yeah.
Okay? Which one would probably be the most talented kid based to the dad?
Andre 3000's kid.
Andre 3000. Is it the DOC or is it the DOC? Which is
the DOC.
The DOC. And then there's Jay Electronica.
Jay Electronica.
Okay, she's got 3 different kids. Who is the most talented kid with those 3 fathers?
Bro, that is a super toxic question because the DOC lives here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and the kids are here. I've met Puma before.
Oh,
Puma.
My God.
I like that name, yeah.
I'm going to say all 3.
All 3.
All 3. I'm trying to get some of that Baiduism in my life. She's changed those men's lives. I need that too. I don't want to mess it up for myself.
I was just sitting there. I was really curious because she's got a kid with each, and I wonder at a kid's talent show, who would be the most talented out of those 3 performers.
It'll be a great case study over the course of the next. I don't know how old these kids are, but
who turns out?
Yeah.
Broaddus, you a wild boy for that one.
he's over here Googling during the break.
Like, wow,
I was going to ask it during LA Live, but you were on such a roll. I said, man, if I interrupt him, he is going to just want to punch me.
I seen those ratings yesterday. I said, ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about the bonus.
I said, let me
get
that.
Kidding.
Yeah, keep going, kidding. Lucius. Just keep going, Lucius.
Let me get that back.
Yeah, keep going.
Trying to hit those 100%. Yeah, I don't know why the roof is closed, but they did deem the roof is going to be closed. We got a text, and I was like, why the hell is it closed? I don't know. I can't tell you. That's just what they decided to do. Now, why did the Rangers end up reshuffling the rotation? Well, it worked out. Tyler Mahle was brilliant against the Halos with 9 Ks, shutting them out in the series opener. Tonight it's Patrick Corbin. He's the lefty. Then it'll be the right-hander Kamar Rocker on Thursday. That then lines up Jacob deGrom, and this is why they reshuffled the lineup. He is now set to start Friday night's series opener against the L.A. Dodgers, the reigning World Series champs, followed by Nathan Eovaldi on Saturday.
I think he wants the ball. I think he went in there and said, "Listen, enough of me pitching, you know, being the last guy.
This is what it's all about.
Yeah, let me go against these guys.
Let's go against the cream of the crop, the best of the best. So we got a DeGrom Day at the Globe on Friday. We're going to be there.
We'll be there.
So if you're going out to the game, make sure you come on over to us. We'll be 200 level center field hanging out there. But, you know, hey, I love the move, and I love then having DeGrom and Eovaldi going up in games one and two against the Dodgers.
Sweep.
That's going to be really, really exciting. Sweep.
I'm so thankful that they did that, just because the excitement for that series cranks up even more.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's best on best. This is exactly what the people want.
That's,
you know, we don't want to roll out Patrick Corbin on night one of the Dodgers series.
No,
right?
No, let's go in game two of the Halo series, and he can go ahead and get a win tonight. Now, Spencer Strider, speaking of aces, he made his first start today since last year. First big league appearance in 376 days because of that surgery on the UCL in his right elbow. Struck out five, walked one, did hit a batter. And the Braves fell 3-1 through 97 pitches, though. That's pretty surprising in his first start. They let him go 97.
He's a horse.
58 for strike. So he was awesome. He just went up against a buzzsaw. The Blue Jays started Chris Bassitt, who struck out a season-high 10 and allowed only three hits, all singles.
Man,
that
Braves offense, what is happening?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's been bad. Now, the Blue Jays set a single game, nine-inning franchise record, 19 Ks. But you're right. It's been a struggle for the Braves, and I don't know that it's going to snap out of it anytime soon for them. The Athletic today posted the best front offices in all of Major League Baseball. They had 40 executives vote on this. Number one, not a surprise, it's the Dodgers of L.A. They came in at number one.
Got the most money.
Got the most votes. Yeah, I know. That's like, is that a cop out for them? But I
mean, no, because they're also willing to spend.
No, they've got evaluators there. They've got a system. They've got a plan. They also have the most money. They really do.
Yeah, and NLGM said they're a behemoth, but also a behemoth built brick by brick for a long time.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't just become a behemoth without doing 100 extraordinary things to win all the time. Build players' value and build the team in different ways. Now they have the platform to do seemingly whatever they want.
Yeah.
They sure do, and they're doing it.
Doing a great job.
The Tampa Bay Rays came in at two.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Getting a little choked up when you talk about the Rays.
Did you kind of throw up in your mouth a little bit?
I just need to clear the throat.
Go ahead. Get that throat cleared. Before we go to the Rays, I just want to acknowledge the Dodgers factor. They have the money, yes, but I think the strategy has been pretty incredible with the way they've identified those players.
Yeah.
Maybe you're trading,
pitchers,
maybe you're signing
they
them.
They develop pitchers so well.
Exactly. And then also the way that they've strategized just the financials of it with the deferring the payments and all that stuff. Like, hey, good for them.
They're creative.
They are.
They are. They are. They are usually first when it comes to a lot of these new things in baseball. The Brew Crew, the Brewers, come in at third best front office in the sport, which is interesting. Cleveland, the Guardians at four. They've turned around that franchise nicely.
They've always been pretty good with that, I think.
Yankees at five. Then we had a tie with the Braves and the Phillies. The Diamondbacks at eight. The Orioles at nine.
The Diamondbacks are good.
Yeah, the D-backs, I mean, clearly, even in a smaller market, they're churning out wins. The Orioles at nine, I'd argue this. I think they've done a terrible job with a lot of young talent trying to build a winner around that.
I feel like they do a nice job when it comes to development stuff, but they don't take the big, aggressive swing.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, dude, in an offseason or at a trade deadline, you've got to go get
the top move.
Yeah,
I checked out. Who are we talking about?
The O's. The Orioles.
Orioles. Okay, I'm sorry. For a minute, I went.
They got three first-place votes. They finished fifth overall last season, so they did drop from 5 to 9. The Padres at 10. Shout-out to A.J. Preller. Former Ranger assistant GM.
That's a team that's not afraid to do some stuff.
But where are your Rangers? Well, they're actually tied with the AL West rival Houston Astros.
Oh, geez.
2024, the Rangers were at eight. They fell a couple of spots. What do you make of an organization with seven losing records in the last eight seasons? But a World Series title is the only exception. Not much to go by, our 40 executives. Chris Young acted boldly during the 2023 pennant race to add depth. Texas needed to win it all, but only two voters included the Rangers on their ballots. Even so, a rival GM said that Young, a 13-year big leaguer with a Princeton degree, has created an enviable front office dynamic. Texas has a great blend of baseball people and data guys, said a rival GM, and CY is a great leader. So hopefully the Rangers can go ahead and rise up these ranks very, very soon. Clayton Kershaw, Highland Park zone, he went ahead and had a rehab start in the minor leagues in AAA. So it went well for him as he's trying to get back and healthy and ready to go for the Dodgers. And then we had a folly last night. I don't know if you guys caught this. This was the Padres game. Manny Machado.
Oh, my God. It cost him the game.
Oh, it's terrible. So he pops up, foul pop-ups twice during the same at-bat.
Yeah.
And the Cubs can't catch it. Kyle Tucker, Gage Workman, they both failed to record the final out. Then he ends up hitting a home run.
Yeah.
So he made him pay for it. Pretty incredible. Unbelievable deal. And it was another home win there for the Padres. So
man,
good for them.
They're dialed right now.
They are, dude. They are. They're really looking good. And then Clark Schmidt is set to return and make his season debut for the Yankees. So that's going to be a nice boost to their rotation. They right now rank 28th in ERA.
Mm.
Yankees pitchers are struggling at an alarming rate right now. So there's Around the Bases. We'll continue to get you ready for Rangers and Angels as we're live here at Shell Shack off North Henderson in the G-Bag Nation.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's get you set for some Rangers baseball here in the G-Bag Nation, live from Shell Shack in Dallas off Henderson. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Also brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And your friendly reminder that tomorrow is National Crawfish Day. Live crawfish for just $6 a pound tomorrow only at all the Shell Shack locations in the DFW. So make sure you capitalize on National Crawfish Day, the tastiest and best deal going here in the Metroplex. That was really impressive stuff eating that today, watching Broadus take down 4-plus pounds in a matter of what felt like seconds.
Yeah.
But the deliciousness, the size, the flavor, the whole nine.
Yeah, they do a great job, too, with the corn, the potatoes, everything about it, the presentation, the you ask for the flavor you want, the heat level. It's all very, very well thought out and done. The crawfish are perfectly cooked, and you're right. There's really good sized crawfish right now, and $6 a pound is if you got a craving for some crawfish, that's a pretty good price right now. Price will go down a little bit more, but man, for right now, that's pretty darn good.
How about this? John Gray was in the clubhouse today at Globe Life Field, and he thinks he will be able to start throwing in a matter of just a couple of weeks. After recent imaging showed his broken right wrist is healing very nicely. So still looking at July or August before he's back. But nice to know that he is certainly on schedule.
Yeah, that's awesome news.
Especially with the way the rotation's already playing right now.
Definitely.
I mean, it's only a matter of time before you get somebody a little bit banged up, so you can't have enough of these guys. But, gosh, what Tyler Mahle did last night was flawless. And Walchuk told us that the breakdown on why Mahle started last night, shifting up the rotation schedule a little bit, is because it's going to be DeGrom Day on Friday when Shohei and the Dodgers come to town. We'll be live at Globe Life Field, so looking forward to seeing you there. Some Friday night baseball at Globe Life Field, but it's going to be DeGrom and then Nasty Nate Eovaldi on Saturday getting the start for the Rangers. So, gosh, that's going to be such a fun weekend.
It's going to be amazing to get DeGrom and then Evo both against the Dodgers. That you got your two best arms and World Series preview right there.
Hey, quickly, before we get out of here, did you guys see the fan last night sitting borderline courtside, sort of behind the bench in Golden State, eating a plate of spaghetti while watching his his Warriors get the dub?
How did he get the plate of spaghetti? Did he bring that in?
I guess. Sell it? He was sitting low enough to where maybe they have like a little under bowl scenario where
he might have brought it. They might have the people who sit on the floor might have a dining facility, and I bet you he just walked out with the plate. Okay.
Spaghetti
at
a sporting event.
It's impressive.
I thought it was
that's impressive.
I thought
right
it
there.
Was an interesting move. It's not one I'd seen before.
No, I've never seen that either.
When we were talking about the Orioles, their color analyst on their telecast, I forget his name, former player, but he
Jim
acknowledged
Palmer?
It might be Jim Palmer.
Whoa, Jim.
He acknowledged on the broadcast in Baltimore last night that he's never had a chicken wing.
What?
They were apparently doing some chicken wing promo out there, and he's like, yeah, I've never had a chicken wing, never had fried chicken. He said the only times he's ever had fried chicken, he took the skin off the chicken, the best part, and then he just eats the chicken that way. So
a
couple of weird sports eating things. Spaghetti, courtside spaghetti, though. That is not one I've seen before.
No,
on a plate.
Okay,
yeah, on a plate.
If it, was, if it was in like a Chinese to-go box, I can get it. I'd understand that.
That makes more sense?
Yeah, I mean,
just taking the plate over with you.
But having a plate?
This looked like it could have been leftovers from the night before. You took it out of the fridge and got it through security.
It's pretty incredible.
At the Oracle. Pretty impressive stuff right there. But none more impressive from a culinary standpoint than Globe Life Field. So shout out to all the Rangers fans that are making their way out tonight, looking to get back-to-back dubs over the Angels. Thanks to Shell Shack here in Dallas. Capitalize tomorrow on National Crawfish Day. Thanks to Lucius and Broadus and Walchuk and Carter Freeman. Rangers baseball is coming up next right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.